Hello everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. Are you ready to learn? Today's topic is travel.
And the title of our lesson is The Train Trip. The Train Trip. So what happened on yesterday's show?
Well, Alex bought train tickets for Linda. If you want to watch a movie, go to the amusement park, or see a concert, you will need to get a ticket to get in.
Train tickets, yes. What a great gift. Let's see if Linda enjoys her trip. Here's Marie with our Read It.
Linda had an amazing time on her railroad trip with Alex. They were passengers on an old train. Its engine was built in 1944, and most of the train cars came from the 1940s and 1950s. The views from the train were beautiful. Linda took a lot of pictures of the scenery.
Alex picked out the perfect gift for Linda. Good job, Alex. Now, they didn't ride just on any train. They rode a train built in 1944.
Now, that is very special, and Linda really enjoyed it. It seems like Linda and Alex are getting really close. Don't you think so, Peter?
No, I don't know. I'm a guy. I don't notice these things. They've spent a lot of time together, though, and have gone to different places. That's fun.
Yeah, and we'll learn more about the trip today. But first, let's go to Jack. We need to learn our key words for the day.
Hi, Linda 和 Alex 进行了一趟火车之旅。Linda 真的很开心，她说 I love railroad trip. 我爱铁路之旅。Railroad 是名词铁路的意思。搭乘交通工具的乘客就是 passenger。Linda 他们搭的是一班很古老的火车。They are passengers on an old train. Linda 说 The engine was built in 1944. 名词 engine 本来是指引擎的意思，但是 engine 也可以用来指火车头，所以这个火车头是1944年造的哦。而大部分的火车车厢都是40、50年代的，火车车厢就是 train car。Most of the train cars came from the 1940s and 1950s. 从火车上欣赏窗外的风景真的太美了。The views from the train were beautiful. 景色景观就是 view. Linda 从火车上拍了好多风景照。Linda took a lot of pictures of the scenery. 这里的 pictures of scenery 就是风景照。
This train ride was so much fun, Alex.
I agree. The scenery out of the windows was terrific.
It was something special. I love railroad trips.
I'm glad. Today has been really nice.
I think we're at the last station now.
Yes, you're right. Have you taken enough photos?
No.I'll take a few more.
Linda and Alex had a great time on the train. The scenery out of the window was terrific.
I'm sure it was. I wonder what the scenery looked like. Maybe they saw beautiful mountains or a field of flowers.
Well, we'll have to ask them later.You know, sometimes I go for a drive just to enjoy the scenery. Near my house, you can see beautiful mountains. It's amazing.
How nice. Well, in our conversation, Linda says it was something special. And right now, we have our special teacher, Rebecca, to tell us more about this.
Hello, friends. I'm so happy to see you. Well, right now, it's time to do something fun.We get to learn a grammar point, and everyone says, yay! Okay, Well, today we're going to focus on how to use the word something. For example, it is something good, or that's something new. You can do this, friends, so don't be afraid to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. So Alex is taking Linda on a train trip, and this was an excellent idea. Don't you think so, Marie?
Yes, it was. It was something special. And it was extra special because Linda loves railroad trips.
Railroad. Okay, we talked a little bit about this word yesterday. There are train tracks. This is called the railroad. But if you're talking about the whole thing, the train, everything, you can say the railway or the railroad.
That's right. If you go to a train station, you will see railroads. It's always fun traveling on the railroads.
Linda and Alex have been traveling on the railroad, but soon they will arrive at the last station. That means there's no more trip. They have to get off.
Right, but Linda is still taking photos. Linda loves taking photos, and so do I.
Well, we all have phones, right? We can take pictures on our phones.
Hey, I have an idea. Peter, you can take a photo of me right now.
Okay, smile. Great, I'll send that to you later.
All right, well, friends, what do you like to take photos of? Photos of flowers, animals, people? Think about it while we go to our next conversation.
Hey, Linda, how was your railroad trip?
Oh, Taylor, it was just great.
You went on an old train, right? How old was it?
The engine was built in 1944, and most of the train cars came from the 1940s and 1950s.
Wow, it's great that it's still running after all these years.
Yes, I agree. You should take it sometime.
Taylor and Linda talk about Linda's railroad trip in the office. Linda told Taylor that the engine from the old train was built in 1944.
Wow, that's an old engine. But every train needs an engine, right? It makes the train move.
That's right. Cars, trucks, and airplanes all need engines. If there is no engine, then they can't go anywhere. And that means we can't go anywhere.
Linda also told Taylor that the train cars came from the 1940s and 50s, or 1950s. So what is a train car, Marie?
A train car is used for carrying people on a railroad. If you've seen a train, you know it's really long, but actually they are just many train cars put together.
Right. If you've walked through a train before, you've probably walked through many doors. Each door is a new car.
Well, even though the train cars Linda and Alex traveled are old, they are still running after all these years. And Jack has something to say about this. Hi, Jack.
Taylor 说, 这么多年了,这火车还能跑真是太棒了。It's great that it's still running after all these years. 我们要来学着用句尾的片语 after all these years. 它的意思就是这么多年之后或者这么多年了。比如说 You are still my best friend after all these years. 这么多年了你还是我最好的朋友。They still remember you after all these years. 这么多年了他们还记得你。或者Their coffee is still the best after all these years. 这么多年了，他们家的咖啡还是最棒的。
Thanks, Jack. So in this conversation, they use the word running, but it means something different here. It means that it still works. It can still move.
Well, last winter, my car stopped running.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, it was so cold outside that my car stopped working. I had to take it to the car shop to get it fixed. After that, it started running again.
Okay, well, that's good. You need to take care of things, especially the engines. you don't want the engine to stop running. Now, the old train that Alex and Linda traveled on is still running ever since 1944.
You know, I think Taylor should take the train sometimes. She would love it, and maybe she can invite some friends, like me.
That would be a lot of fun. Well, friends, we're out of time. We need to take a short break. We'll see you after this. Don't go away. Welcome back from the break, friends. So, Marie, you've gone on a train before. Do you have any interesting train trips you can tell us about?
I do. One time I went on a train and it had a cafe in it. So there was a section to go to eat at a cafe and drink some coffee there. It was really interesting. And it also had a small restaurant, too. It was like a restaurant cafe in one.
Wow, on a train? That's really interesting. Well, we have one last conversation. Friends, let's watch it together.
Linda, did you like being a passenger on that old train?
How does everyone know about our trip?
Alex asked me for advice when he was picking a gift for you.
Oh, I see. Well, yes, we had a wonderful time. The views from the train were beautiful.
Did you take any pictures?
Yes. Here are some. Take a look.
In conversation C, Susie is talking to Linda. Susie asks her, "Do you like being a passenger on that old train?" "Hey, Marie, do you like being an older sister?"
"I do. I enjoy taking care of my younger brother and sister. I will always be there for them. Peter, do you like being a teacher?"
"Of course. That's a great question. I love my students, and I love to learn, too. Well, I have another teacher that's great. His name is Jack, and he has more to teach us."
Susie and Linda, did you like being a passenger on that old train? 你喜欢搭乘那辆古老的火车吗？我们常常在句子里看到 be 动词或是 being 就会很紧张，不晓得是什么东西。以今天这个句子 like being a passenger 来说，其实你不必想得太复杂哦。我们不是常常说 I like shopping, she likes cooking, they like watching movies, 他们喜欢看电影，所以句型就是 like doing something。现在 Susie 问 Linda 的是，你喜不喜欢坐这班古老火车的乘客？所以作为一名乘客就是 being a passenger。所以你可以说 ，Do you like being a teacher？ 你喜欢当老师吗？或者是 I like being a mother， 就是我喜欢做一名母亲。你多练习几次，就会习惯用 being 咯。
Thank you, Jack.Well, I know that Linda liked being a passenger on the old train, and I like being a passenger too, whether I travel by car, bus, train, or airplane.
Me too. Being a passenger is great. You don't have to drive. You can just sit and enjoy the trip, enjoy the views, and talk to people.
Well, whenever I travel by airplane, I like talking to the other passengers.It makes a long flight not so boring. So Linda is curious about how everyone knows about their trip. So how do they know?
Oh, I remember, because Alex asked Susie for some advice when he was picking a gift for her.
Oh, that's right. That's why they know. Well, in our conversation, Linda tells Susie, "We had a wonderful time."
We had a wonderful time.
Peter, we didn't even go on the trip with them.
Well, I know that, but I said that because that's today's
calendar phrase.
We had a wonderful time.
We had a wonderful time.
我们有个美好的时光。
This morning we played in the grass. We had a wonderful time. This afternoon we hiked up the mountain. We had a wonderful time. This evening we played on the rocks. We had a wonderful time. Tomorrow we will do it all again. Yeah, we always have a wonderful time.
We had a wonderful time.
We had a wonderful time.
我们有个美好的时光。
What a fun calendar phrase. Well, I'm glad Linda and Alex enjoyed their trip. And we always enjoy reviewing our keywords.
Here's the first keyword today. Railroad. Railroad. We can go to town by railroad.
Passenger. Passenger. He was a passenger on that plane.
Engine. Engine. Many trains now have electric engines.
Train car. Train car. I'm sitting in the last train car.
View. View. The view from my hotel room was lovely.
Scenery. Scenery. The scenery in Norway is amazing. Friends, don't forget to keep on practicing. Now let's go over our conversations one more time. This train ride was so much fun, Alex.
I agree. The scenery out of the windows was terrific.
It was something special. I love railroad trips.
I'm glad. Today has been really nice.
I think we're at the last station now.
Yes, you're right. Have you taken enough photos?
No. I'll take a few more.
Hey, Linda. How was your railroad trip?
Oh, Taylor, it was just great.
You went on an old train, right? How old was it?
The engine was built in 1944, and most of the train cars came from the 1940s and 1950s.
Wow, it's great that it's still running after all these years.
Yes, I agree. You should take it sometime.
Linda, did you like being a passenger on that old train?
How does everyone know about our trip?
Alex asked me for advice when he was picking a gift for you.
Oh, I see. Well, yes, we had a wonderful time. The views from the train were beautiful.
Did you take any pictures?
Yes. Here are some. Take a look.
I've been riding on the railroad. Woohoo! We had an amazing time.
Yes, taking a train ride was a good idea.
I love train rides. But too bad our train was so old.
Well, Ginger, that's what made the train ride special.
What? Riding on an old train?
Yeah, the engine was built in the 1940s.
Oh, that is so old.
And the train cars were from the 1950s.
So, so old. The whole train was old.
Yeah, it was a very special ride.
The scenery was nice. I took a lot of photos.
Yeah, I thought it was an amazing time.
Yeah, we've been working on the railroad. I that song?
Yeah.
So my car is ready? Great. Thank you so much. I will come pick it up later this afternoon. Okay? Bye. Hello, friends. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I was just talking to my mechanic. My car is at his garage. He's giving my car a tune-up. That means that he's checking my car and making sure that it is working well. I asked my mechanic to check my car every 3,000 miles or so. This will keep my car running well.
People need checkups. Then they can stay healthy. Cars need checkups too. When people get checkups, they go to the doctor. When cars need a checkup, people take them to a mechanic. The mechanic will check many things. They will check the car's battery. Does the battery still have power? You need power for the car to run. They will check the tires. Do the tires need air? If so, the mechanic will fill the tires for you. The mechanic will also check other things like your car's oil, the brakes, and the engine. He or she will make sure that everything in the car runs the way it should run. And if there are any problems, the mechanic will fix it. Regular tune-ups will keep your car running well. This is important for safety.
Well, I need to go and pick up my car from the garage. I'm thankful for my car. I drive it to many places and to do many things. I want to keep my car in good shape. I'll see you next time, friends. Goodbye.
Well, friends, we hope you had a wonderful time with us today. You know, I can't wait to take the train again. I really love seeing the views. Something like this.
Oh, wow. Look at that view. It's so beautiful. It's a great view of mountains, the fields, and the beautiful blue sky.
Yeah, and you can't see this by car. You have to go by train, and you will definitely enjoy it a lot more. Hey, get some friends, get some tickets, and take the train.
Hey, that's a great idea, Peter. I think I will do that very soon. And friends, maybe you can also take a train trip. Well, we'll see you again very soon right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.